This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Escalating violence across Myanmar, including attacks on civilians, must be halted to prevent even greater loss of life and a deepening humanitarian emergency, UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said on Friday. Ms. Bachelet's appeal follows reports of a continuing military build-up in various parts of the country, including Kaya State in the east, where more than 108,000 people have fled their homes in the last 3 weeks, and in Chin State in the west. This runs contrary to commitments made in April by Myanmar's military leaders to regional powers ASEAN to cease violence against civilians following the 1st of February coup. Here's spokesperson for the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Ravina Shamdasani.
The armed conflict and other violence are intensifying in many parts of Myanmar, including Kaya State, Chin State and Kachin State, with the violence particularly intense in areas with significant numbers of ethnic and religious minority groups. State security forces have continued to use heavy weaponry, including airstrikes, against armed groups and against civilians and civilian objects, including Christian churches.
Ms. Bachelet cited credible reports that security forces had used civilians as human shields and shelled civilian homes and chapels in Kaya State. Since the military takeover, a minimum of 860 people have been killed by security forces, mostly in the context of protests, according to the UN Rights Office, OHCHR. Desperate scenes in Ethiopia's Tigray now, where humanitarians repeated calls on Friday for unfettered access to help millions of people facing famine. In a fresh warning over the scale of the hunger crisis in the northern Ethiopian region, UN agencies UNICEF, WHO and WFP said that emergency aid and healthcare teams had been barred from reaching communities in need. A quarter of Tigray region remains out of bounds, making it difficult to make accurate estimates of the scale of the desperation, they said. Here's World Health Organization spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris.
We have mobile clinics run in conjunction with the partners that could provide nutrition, healthcare, all the services. Only 40 have been able to be operational, two-thirds of what we've got. Our teams are being turned away by warring parties. The situation is a public health crisis.
The latest food insecurity data indicates that at least 4 million people face severe hunger and 350,000 are facing famine in the region after months of fighting between central government forces and regional forces of the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Finally, to Mozambique, where thousands continue to flee violence linked to insurgents who continue to terrorize communities in the north of the country. The alert on Friday comes amid ongoing armed conflict in the coastal city of Palma, Cabo Delgado, 10 weeks after it was attacked by non-state armed groups. Here's UN Children's Fund spokesperson James Elder.
We're hearing stories of alleged killings and maiming that is ongoing. You know, often that's going to sow barbaric ways to sow terror going forward. Girls and women have been subject to horrific stories of rape. There are multiple unverified reports of boys being forcibly recruited into fighting and of girls being abducted to serve as so-called wives to militants. And in the worst areas of Cabo Delgado, there are just no health centres functioning at all.
Echoing those concerns, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said that people were fleeing Pemba City daily in a desperate search for safety to the south and across the border in Tanzania. Some 70,000 people have left Palma since the 24th of March, bringing the total number of displaced in Cabo Delgado province to nearly 800,000, according to latest estimates. Daniel Johnson, UN News.